Okay, so part two of Ten Harbour and Sarasewa.
Sarasewa. Okay.
Okay, I just going back to coming out. Tell me about coming out to your friends.
Coming out to my friends. That was fine.
Yeah?
Yeah, they were happy because at that time I was just an average girl. I had long hair. I actually came out to a friend who I wasn't really close with because at that time, being at school and all, we had a band. I was the drummer in a band. So I came out to the singer who's had girl experience, but she identifies herself as bi, but she's now straight. When I came out to my friends at school, they were fine about it. They said, I love you, don't care whether you want to change your gender or anything like that. We're happy that, if you're happy, it was fine. None of my friends were disgusted or cut me out of their life. All of them were understanding and fine with it.
Were you scared?
Yeah, at first. Because being young, coming out, I didn't want my girlfriends to think I'm hitting on them, because I was a very touchy feeling girl as well. My hugs. And then one of my friends, when I came out, oh, so that's why you like to hug all the girls. stuff like that. And I was just what do you mean? What? You like to hug a lot of girls? I don't think anything sexual when I'm hugging them. Oh, it was funny. They just think it's piss.
Would you think being in Brighton that made it easy?
No, definitely. I think I said it earlier on, growing up in Brighton, it's easy to be gay, because there's some parts where gay people are frowned upon, not recognised, or and then you get bullied for being gay. But growing up around here, it's normal. people don't have to have a second look or blink an eye, or it's just whatever, it's normal everyday life, really. I've never since being out, coming out and being gay, I've never had any problems. I've never been bullied. I've been made uncomfortable with my auntie, but that's that's family for you. But friends and the society, it's accepted me for who I am. So,
so how do you identify?
I'll identify myself as being gay. I have woman preferences. I have had one sexual experience with a guy, but that's because growing up with it, some part of me was scared to be, because obviously my family thinks it's not normal, and so I was thought maybe it is a phase, because the thing is, most of my auntie has had girl experiences as well. And when I grew up with one of my aunties in Singapore, we actually lived with, my auntie at that time had a girlfriend, so we lived with a lesbian couple, basically, and we called her girlfriend at that time Baba, which is dad in Malay, and I didn't know it was a she until I was older. Actually, that was a woman. stuff like that. I can't remember where we were. lost my train of thought.
That's okay, just how you identify it.
Oh, how I identify it, yeah. So, like, I have woman preferences. Like, I like women, like, after that guy experience, like, that was it. Like.
So tell me a bit about that. I mean, not in detail, but I mean, like, was it a friend? Like, how did you feel afterwards? Did it, like...
It's the guy that I met through karate. I used to do karate. And then, like, we didn't see each other for a few years after because the karate group's, like, everywhere in Sussex. And he went to... I only met him in one of our grading sessions, and then I met him again when he was at work, and then he basically asked me out, so I said yes.
How were you?
I was... I think I was... I can't remember, I think.
Just roughly, like, school?
Yeah, school time, okay. Yeah, definitely. What's it called? I was so angry with, not angry, but I was so rude to him, and like...
Afterwards?
No, 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 as in when I was with him, like, he always irritated me. You know, I tried to be romantic, but I just felt like I was faking it, I wasn't happy, and... Like,
so you were in a relationship with him?
Yeah, I was in a relationship with him.
For how long?
6 months. And the sex wasn't good, like, I don't know, like, that he was my first, like, so I'm not a gold star, if that's what you call it. Like, but, what's it called? Yeah, the sex was awful, like, he didn't, I wasn't aroused by it, like, I wasn't turned on by it, like, he was a nice enough bloke, but he just smelled his breath thing. Like, I don't know, he just... He's not bad smell, but his breath stinks. And I just... Like, I was always, like, not annoyed with him, but I was always, like, just find him irritating and stuff like that. Then I met my first girlfriend, who I met through a friend. And that was fun. Like, I was really excited. But that only lasted for 6 months because she was, at that time, she, like, she didn't really know where she was going. She was partying a lot, and I got kicked out of the house when I was 17. And when I...
What?
My auntie kicked me out. What's it called? And I just ended it because I thought, new start, fresh start. I don't really want, I think I just wanted to move on. And then I met a girl through Gaydar. And that only lasted for 6 months as well because, what's it called? She didn't really know what she wanted. She cheated on me with a guy. and then, what's it called? But then I kind of forgave her and like went back out, and then she dumped me again. But then she was still seeing me, and we were just having sex. But then I was just like, I didn't know, like, I just couldn't feel anything for her anymore. So like, I just went up to her house and said, look, it's over. But I wasn't, like, you know, so, like, I think every time you end a relationship, obviously you're gonna feel sad, but it was for the best. And then I met one of my, like, long, like, kind of not long term. Well, it was long term, but I think she was my proper relationship. And I met, well, we got sat up by, at that time, my cousin's girlfriend. That lasted for a year. And 4 months, and yeah, she was the first girl I was in love with.
What was her name?
Hannah. What's it called? And like we connected, but then I was stupid. what's it called? I basically, because she was younger than me, and I didn't want to lose her because I was her first girlfriend. So I said to her, like, you can, like, made like an arrangement saying, like, you can have any girl you want. stupid, like really stupid. And then when she kissed a girl from work, I wasn't prepared for it. Like it was stupid of me. It was my fault as well as hers. I don't know, but yeah, like I did. We tried to salvage a relationship for 4 months, but like yeah, I couldn't feel anything for. I was just so hurt. I wasn't prepared for it. Like even though like we agreed on it, but like it was really silly. really, really silly. But we're still friends. Like we're still in contact. what's it called? She's got a new girlfriend now. And, like it's all good. Yeah, like, and then I met another girl through a friend as well. I prefer meeting girls than online dating. I think there's more of a like base there to work on. Yeah, my this is the girl that the relationship just lasted for 2 months. She was confused. She had sex with a guy. Like that's about it really. Yeah. So I haven't really, like, yeah, just, yeah, well, I have faith that I'll find someone, so, yeah.
Just so tell me about when you fell in love, like, how did it feel?
It was good.
How did you know, like...
Like, we started it slow, because she was bi, she's now gay, which is good, I haven't put her off with him, but, like, she was young, she was bi, so that was, like, two of the, like, I don't... That's two of the things that I don't tend to go for, because if someone's bi, like, I'm worried, I'm scared that they might change their mind. And she was younger, I prefer older women because I feel like they meet me at level. But we just started it slow, and like then I asked her to be my girlfriend, and she said yes. And like she like it was funny because I was like kind of saying all the stuff, like trying to put her off me, and then I was like, prove it. And then she kissed me, and I was just like, it felt so good, like butterflies in my stomach and like stuff like that. When things weren't good at home, like I would stay with her and her family. Like her family didn't know we were gay, like we were together, and they still don't know. Like they still don't know that she. Well, they still don't know that we were together. Her mum knows that she's gay, but it was through our friend's mum who went to her for some, like, because her mum does like framing. So the mum who has a daughter who's also gay went up to get some of his stuff framed and said, isn't it funny how both of our daughters are gay? And she's like, what? So, yeah. It was quite funny. But yeah, when I was with her, like, we planned to move to Brighton and, like, build that, like, you know, have children and stuff like that, like, go travelling and... But, you know, like at that time when it happened, like I was hurt. Like it couldn't go on. Like, you know, it needed to end. And you know, like we're still in contact. We're still good friends. Yeah, it needs to end. Because we were like just fighting, and like it wasn't healthy. Like, we were both unhappy, so, yeah.
What's the best memory from one of your relationships?
Best moment was when, like, when we go out on mini adventures and stuff like that, go to shows. Kind of surprising her, and like for one of her, like one on her 18th birthday, I like gathered all her friends as a surprise meal thing, and that was nice because like I enjoy doing stuff like that, and her face was just like it was like priceless basically. I just enjoy making her happy, like that's what I enjoyed. Going to shows and like stomp, and for, like she surprised me with like a 90s I Love 90s thing in London, like it's like a event type thing, which is a nice surprise. But We were quite naughty, actually. I don't want to say it, actually, it's fine. At that time I just got my driving license and we were like kind of go to the country pubs and stuff like that, like mini adventures, like it was fun. And I decided to sleep in the car, so we decided to bring all the pillows and duvet and went to a country pub car park and just slept. And we were like cold and like at 5 a.m. in the morning, it's like, should we go home? And I was like, yeah, let's go. Funny. We could be comfy in the car, but yeah, it wasn't. It's too cold.
Okay. And anything else to say about relationships?
I like being in one, definitely. I like to care for someone. But I also enjoy being single because I think I've been hurt so many times now. I think it's like my friends always comes first. Obviously if I meet the right person, then you know I'm gonna make her my world and stuff. I just miss caring for someone, spoiling them and building our life. But I think I need to, my friends always say to me, don't try too hard to start off with. Try when it's going somewhere. That's one of my weaknesses, I suppose. Putting it all to start off with, but then it doesn't work out. But I don't regret it, that's just me.
Do you fall in love easy?
No, I don't fall in love easy. I think I fell in love with my ex. I think about 8 months into the relationship, which is quite soon, I don't know. But I think I said I loved her when we were 3 months or 6 months, I can't remember, into the relationship. But yeah, she was lovable. She got on with my friends, and I got on with her friends and family as well.
Okay. So tell me about going back to identify as gay. What does gay mean to you?
Gay basically means same sex relationship. That's what I understand from it. Guy, girl, girl. Cross dresses. Just being who you are, who you are, not afraid to show what you're into, just out.
I'm just interested that you don't use lesbian as opposed to gay.
I don't know.
For you, what's the difference in that?
Not really. Just gay is easier to say. Lesbian, there's more syllables in it. I don't know. I'll call myself lesbian. That's fine. But I think, I don't know. I think gay is gay guys, gay girls. I don't think, I know that's lesbian, but I don't see it as the gay word is just gay guys. I think I'm gay. It sounds easier to say, I suppose. But I could also say I'm a lesbian. Or I like girls. Or I have different preferences, I say quite a lot of stuff. Or call me a dyke. like, yeah, just being gay just means you're attracted to the same sex.
Okay, that's cool. So tell me about activism. What politics are you into? Human rights?
Yeah, human rights. I believe, in free will, like, everyone should have the right to protest, like, what they believe in, and should be heard. So, like, I think, like, in this country, like, we definitely have the right to, like, speak out and stuff like that, but not necessarily it's gonna, like, change, like, to them, like, like, I think, because obviously my career, like, NHS, like talking about all the cuts and stuff like that, and, like, with the mental health, like, hospitals and stuff, like, how, like, the government's, like, just trying to cut the budget, just making it simple instead of planning ahead, like, long term wise, they just opt out for the easier and cheaper option, and there's loads of relapses, so that they come back to hospital instead of, you know, setting out a long-term plan for them so they can lead, like, healthy and, you know, carry on with their lives rather than just like a temporary thing, like discharge, and then because there's not, like, a long-term plan for them, they have a relapse and then come back to hospital. So in the long run, like, the hospital is, like, kind of wasting more money instead of actually paying a bit more just to give them that start. Like, human rights, I think there's definitely a stigma with mental health as well. Like, but I think we're quite good nowadays, like, with that sort of stuff. I think there's more awareness on it. And,
in the UK?
In the UK. I think, like, in India it's quite bad. In Singapore, where I'm from, it is recognised, but they just put them in hospitals. It's not really... I think it's as good. Like, they do have, like, houses for them and stuff like that. But with, like, in relation to gay, like, with human rights, I think we're getting there in this country. Like, there's still a partnership. In Scotland, I think they were trying to approve gay marriage. I don't know whether. I think it has gone through, or, like, I'm not sure whether they've opted out of it, but, like, they have approved it. I think it might, like, definitely go, like, through law, like in this year sometime, I think, I'm not sure.
I was, like, yeah. So, like, you're not part of any clubs or forums, or do you go out on riots?
No, I'm not that kind. Like, I'm not very proactive and that sort of stuff. Like, I like to kind of read about it and, like, show some interest in it, but I'm not proactive. Like, I should probably do something about it, but it's all talk, really. Like, I don't know.
So is there anything that you've read recently?
Recently.
Seen recently?
Yeah, like, I watched TED Talks quite a lot. I love the geniuses that goes on there. It's like a conference, like, they're basically teaching us, and you learn a lot of stuff. Like, they break it down, like, to ways where you can understand it. And there's a video that I watched quite recently, It's about this female photographer called Io Tulip Wright, who basically has got a project. She's actually American. It's called the Self-Evident Project, and it's basically kind of going around the States, finding all the gays, and trying to kind of make an awareness that, you know, being gay is not such a bad thing. Which is, because, like, I think there's a basketball team that kind of went for their photos to be taken, was asked for their photos to be taken down because they didn't want to kind of socialize, like, kind of advertise them as being gay, which is a shame. But, like, I don't know, it's like being gay is like a disease or something. they should, like, view it as a disease. It's just, you know, who we are. Like, we can't change. Like, it's just part of us. It's like, I know you can't change your skin color. Like, it's the same thing. It's like, you know, being gay is just part of you. It's just who you are.
So how did it make you feel after watching that video?
I thought it was good. Like, she's very clever, very talented. She's definitely gonna make history, like, definitely, like it's her contribution, to the century, she's done a very, very, like, it's genius work, like, photography, like, because you see lots of different, like, gay people as well, like, lesbians, like, cross-dressers, and, like, with, like, lesbian mums who have children and stuff like that. It was quite nice to see. And I think gay people, because they say, like, how gay people shouldn't have children because the child grows up to become quite disturbed, and so I think that's untrue. I think because it's like not criticizing heterosexual, but, you know, we've got, like, loads of young pregnancies and stuff like that, and then the child end up, I don't know, like, some of them have a good upbringing, but I think with gay people, we can't have accidents. We have to plan for our child, so that means we're ready for a child, like, we can prepare for the child, we'll be financially capable of having a child. So, like, we bring them into this world, like, knowing, like, the child's gonna have a good quality of living. Not to say, like, the other children's not gonna have a good quality of living, because I think people just, like, you know, go on with it, really, don't they? But, I think, like, I don't think there's any difference between a gay parent and a straight parent. Like, I think, like, the child's gonna be smothered with a gay family, like, gonna be smothered with all, like, you know, gay friends, like, who would act like it. Not necessarily a gay friend, like, could be straight friends as well. Like, with father figures, like, you know, or the father will be there, like, if, like, there's an arrangement with a gay guy, he wants children as well. Yeah, I think a child would have a healthy upbringing with a gay parent as well.
So what about, like, going back to politics? And
yeah,
what about,
sorry.
No, it's fine. I was just thinking back to kind of, like, what you believe in. Do you make any kind of choices, such as, like, food choices?
Choices. I love,
like, organic.
I try to have organic, but it's quite expensive. But I love, I wouldn't call myself a vegetarian or vegan, but I would probably call myself a pescatarian, so I eat fish and veg. But I'm not a religious pescatarian. I don't do it enough because I can't really afford to buy fish all the time. So I do enjoy, like, a steak every now and then. Do eat meat, but my main diet is fish and veg. That's my main diet.
But is that because
I just love, like, it's not for moral reasons. Like, it's just, like, my lifestyle choice. Like, as in, I feel.
What about wearing clothes? Do you make any choices there? Like about where you buy clothes from?
Not really.
No.
No. I do shop in Primark because it's cheap, but I do like shop Dirty Harry. I like Dirty Harry, Brighton. I like the vintage shops, Snooper's Paradise. But I have some awareness of like where does the clothes come from and stuff, and I just don't think about it. Like I know some people do. It doesn't mean like it doesn't bother me, but I just don't really think about it. I just think about, okay, what do I want? What do I want to shop for?
Okay, you just mentioned earlier, popped into my head, are you religious at all?
Well, my family's actually Muslim, but I don't practice it. I'm a bad Muslim.
So you identify as Muslim?
No, I don't know. I'm an agnostic. But my friend calls me a bad Muslim because I've eaten pork, I drink, I smoke, I've had sex before marriage, and I'm gay. So it's quite bad. But no, I'm an agnostic. I don't know what I believe in, and I'm open to all religion. I have some interest in Buddhism. One of my friends actually got me into it, and I read a book called Me, Josh, and Buddha. It's a really good book. It's just about how his life was in a really bad, he had a bad time in his life, and then I met this guy and just talked about it. But I like the concept of Buddhism, but I would still identify myself as agnostic. Yeah, I don't really know. I need to find. I think it's good. I really admire people who have a religion, definitely. I have a few Christian friends, and really admire them. But I need to find something that I wanna practice, but I don't practice anything. But I do believe in karma. And
what experience have you had with karma then?
I don't know, sometimes if I feel like I've done something bad and it's okay, karma's gonna fight me, but sometimes it's just something silly, I knocked my elbow or stuff like that, but not really something big. But I do believe in it. Nothing big has happened to me. I don't know, maybe when my ex has cheated on me, maybe that's karma, I don't know. No, I do believe in karma. Yeah.
But do you think you're kind of non-religious because does that have anything to do with being gay?
No. I think you should if let's say a Christian person is gay or a Muslim person is gay, they say God loves us unconditionally. I don't think being gay. You shouldn't have a religion because a lot of us all the Bible, the Quran and stuff like that says stuff that we shouldn't do, but I think it's just guidance, not to have sex before marriage, stuff like that, because if you did that, the dad might leave. If you're married, then that means the dad is there. Not to drink, not to eat pork, when they say because pigs are the dirtiest animal, but in fact they're not. And not to drink alcohol because you become destructive and just abusive. It's just guidance. I think it's just geniuses that got together and said to write this just to help us lead a sensible life. I don't think being gay, you shouldn't have a religion. I think do what you feel helps you. If you wanna go to church every Sunday, do it. I don't see why you shouldn't have a religion because you're gay. I don't think it's haram, which is like in Islam, which means like it's frowned upon. Like, I don't know. It's not bad. I don't know. We're not bad people. Like, I think we're as good as straight people. Like, I don't know.
So is your aunt Muslim?
She's not a strict Muslim, but she does eat pork. She drank. She has drunk, but she doesn't drink as much now. But she does. She does believe in Allah, which is God in Muslim. Sorry. I don't know. Like, but she doesn't pray 5 times a day or anything like that. But she does. Like, you know, some people say they're Christian, but they don't go to church every Sunday. Like, I think that kind of thing. Like, she believes in something. Like, she believes in God.
Basically. So, were you brought up Muslim, and then you decided...
When I grew up with my grandma...
Which was around what age?
When I was, like, primary school age. She would get, like... one of the Muslim religious person calls that imam to come and teach us Arabic, but I was not really interested. Really, I just did it. Like, I can't read it now. Like, I can't read Arabic now. But and like my grandma would like not force us, but like ask us to pray like with her and stuff like that. But like I don't know, it didn't really do anything for me. I just did it because, like, I have to do it, like, you know, because, like, if we don't do it, then like, it's not good, basically. It doesn't look good. Because we respect our elders, like, we have to do what makes them happy, basically. You know, like, kind of growing up, not really having, like, a stable family, like, having, like, a mum and a dad. Like, one of my grandma's good friends, like, he had a jewellery shop, who's very religious as well.
He had a what, sorry?
He had a jewellery shop. He was quite religious. Like, he would, like, come over, like, to my grandma's house. And because I was quite young then. Like, he was very inappropriate. Like, you know.
In what sense? What do you mean?
In kind of, because I was young and vulnerable. He would like, I don't know, like tickle us and kind of kiss us on our ear, like really kind of inappropriate like stuff. Because I had a cousin, well, an auntie who's younger than me, but he didn't really. Kind of tickle her and kiss her on the ear or anything like that. And at one point I was kind of standing facing my uncle and he was behind me and he just grabbed my hand and put it on his penis. And because my uncle was in front of me, I didn't think it was wrong because my uncle couldn't see what he was doing because I was quite short and he was quite tall. So like my hand was like the right height. I don't know. But you know, I didn't really say anything because my uncle was there. So, like, but now, like, growing up, like, no, he's such a sick bastard. And I just feel like going to his jewelry shop and, like, destroying everything.
But he's Muslim.
Yeah, he's Muslim. And, yeah, he lives in Malaysia. So, but, like, you know, like, stuff like that, like, not having, like, having, like, a broken family, like, people know that. Like, people like that know that. So they abuse that. I don't know, just, but, like, they say, like, being religious, like, you tend to be a good person, but, no, like, something like that, like, you're not, like, you can have a religion and be a bad person, like, yeah, doesn't really matter, like, you can not be religious and be an amazing, like, good person, like, I don't know. Just I don't think religion matters. It's good, like, to have a belief. Like, it's good to have faith. But, yeah.
So you've never practiced Islam?
I practiced it, but, like, when I was little. But I didn't continue it, like, as soon as I like, moved to England, like, just, it was soon forgotten, really. Like,
why do you think that was?
I just didn't feel like, you know, I had to, because my auntie doesn't, so, like,
But do you think the kind of Western culture influenced that?
Yeah.
Predominantly Christian.
Because I would consider myself as being British now, like,
So you identify as British?
Sorry?
You identify as British?
Yeah.
Not Singaporean? Or both?
Yeah, both. But, what's it called? But, like, because I've grown up in this country for so long and, you know, like, know the culture and stuff like that. Like, I celebrate Christmas and stuff. Obviously, I don't forget my roots and where I'm from and stuff, but I'm used to being British.
So what's the difference for you? I mean, you said you identify as both British and Singaporean. So for you, what's the difference?
Not much, really. Not much. Like, in Singapore, even though we have, like, gay clubs or stuff like that, it's not recognised. It's ignored. It's frowned upon. Like, they don't... You can't get married in Singapore, like, you don't have civil partnership in Singapore, like, you probably have to move away from there to get married and then go back to Singapore, but, like, they don't want, they just ignore it, they don't, like, care, like, we have gay pride and stuff like that, like, over there they don't, like, we don't, like, over here we can parade being gay, over there we can't. You know, if we do, then they don't really, like, it doesn't happen, basically. It doesn't happen. I think it's probably getting better, but yeah, I have yet to go to a Singapore gay pride.
So just going back to the religion.
Yep.
Do you have any Muslim friends in Brighton?
I don't know. No.
I'm just trying to decipher it.
I have a Muslim friend. She was my childhood friend. She's from Malaysia. She's religious, but she's moved to Scotland now, studying there. She doesn't know that I'm gay, but I think she does. She has an inkling, but we keep in touch, like, once in a blue moon, you know, send each other email and stuff, but, I haven't seen her for, like, a few years, like, maybe a couple years now, but maybe next time I just say to her, like, yeah, by the way, I'm gay, you know that, don't you, or something like that.
And how do you feel about that?
Fine.
Nervous?
No, not really. I don't think she'll mind, because, like, she understands some British culture, because she's been here since she was 18, went back to Malaysia briefly and came back, but went to Scotland. I don't think she'll mind. I actually know a Muslim girl who's gay, and she wears a veil. She has a girlfriend.
What's her name?
I can't say.
Can we give her a different name, just for this, the purpose of this?
Her name is Aisha. But she's not allowed to go out at night. She's 22. She has a curfew. She has to go back home. Her parents actually threatened her and said that I'll kill you if you were ever gay, like, that sort of stuff. Parents doesn't know. The parents probably have an inkling that she is, but...
How does that make you feel?
I feel kind of... I empathise with her. I don't feel sorry for her, because I think when she reached the right age, like once she finishes uni, she's going to move out, so hopefully things will get better for her. Hopefully she'll move quite far away from her family, so she'll be able to do what she wants. And
so she's in Brighton?
No, she's not in Brighton, no. She's at my uni, Kingston. But, yeah.
So how does that make you feel when people who are religious, i.e. Muslim, don't accept their own family regarding homosexuality?
I think it's sad. I think it's very sad. I think they say, like, parents should love you unconditionally. Like, they brought you into this world, they should accept you for who you are. It can be helpful, but you need to try and work with them and understand them. Just, you know, be happy and try and get involved. Like, you know how some parents go to prides with their child because they're proud of them. Like, I think they should try and understand, like, you know, they can't help it that they are gay.
So tell me about, so would you say you're a Buddhist?
Buddhist? No.
No.
No, I wouldn't.
You don't practice Buddhism?
No, no. I'm kind of learning about it, just reading up about it, but not really practicing it as such. Yeah. So I like the concept of Buddhism. I like the idea. It's basically like a philosophy on life. Like, I just like it because it makes sense. Because you don't really worship an object, like, you know how, like, Christian, you have like a cross. Like Hinduism, you have like all the different gods.
Mean.
Yeah. But whereas Buddhism is just like a philosophy on life, on how to be a good person, and, you know, like, see, like, how you connect with the universe, and, like, you know, you need to treat, like, even an animal as, what difference does it make? It's another life, like, you know, like a plant, like an insect, like, you know, it just makes sense. Like, I just like the concept of Buddhism. Like, maybe one day that'll be a fully fledged, like, Buddhist, but I'm more of an agnostic, I think, for now. But, you know, I would like to look into it, definitely.
Okay, anything else religious? How did you get into Buddhism again?
A friend of mine.
Are they Buddhist?
Yeah, they are Buddhist. They're the one who, like, sent me that book. So.
What's their name?
Can't say.
Any name?
Marigold and Vincent.
So it's two of them.
Yeah, it's okay. They're actually in a band.
Okay.
What's it called? And I support them with their music. And what's it called? Like, I kind of met them at gigs and stuff like that. But they basically, because I was taking an interest in their beliefs and stuff like that, that's why they sent me a book about Buddhism. And they're very nice people, very good people. Very much a people person. So
they influenced you.
Yeah, but I've always had interest in it. It's just like they've kind of encouraged me. They've inspired me basically to look into it more.
So just going back to kind of what we were talking about, boxes, like categorizing people, like identifying as. How does your background coming from Singapore? Have you had any experiences of people saying, well, you're gay, but you're also Singaporean? Like, how does that fit together for you?
Fine. I don't think I struggle with it or anything.
Have you had any discrimination or...
No. But I think, some part of me, when I was living in Singapore, that's, that's part of the reason why I wanted to come back, because like, I couldn't really be gay and be happy in Singapore. It was just not recognised, like there's no such thing as like IVF or anything like that. There probably is, I don't know, but I wouldn't be happy there being gay. Like, I probably will be gay, but it'll be very secretive, like, I can't be open about it. So I'm glad, I am really lucky to be in this country. Like, I'm lucky to be in Brighton, like, and be gay. Because it's accepted.
So you don't have any issues yourself being Singaporean and being gay? That doesn't conflict?
No.
That's cool.
Not really.
What about when you go out?
Yeah.
Do you find people are maybe more intrigued because of your different background? Or do you think people maybe shy away? Kind of racial profiling?
Well, most of the people that, like, new people that I come across, they don't know that I'm gay. And then they start talking to me, and then, like, so, oh, have you got any boyfriends? Oh, I got. It depends who it is. Like, some people will, like, kind of finish a sentence and go away. Because, like, they probably. I don't know why they do that. Or like some guys who try to check you out and realize that you're gay and just lose interest and just walk off. Most of the times that I've like come across people, like they're fine about it, really. Like people who are not, like, don't really kind of like some people who think gay, I don't know, like some people they're not rude to you, they just walk away from it because it's alien for them, like, you know, they don't know it as being normal, like they just know it as like we're aliens to them, like we're alienated. But you know, some people are just like that, like you can't change them.
That's cool. Okay, and just tell me a little bit about two things I want to go on to. Language. Mm-hmm. You mentioned earlier that you speak Malay.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about
Malay.
That.
It's quite a simple language. We don't really have past or present tense as such. It's very, very basic. I think anyone who wants to learn Malay is a very easy language. It's not as hard as Welsh or like French or I don't know, Russian. But yeah, I do speak fluent Malay, but I am rusty because I have no one to practice it with. But once I'm like with my family, then like I really try to speak Malay. And, like,
so do you speak Malay in Brighton at all?
No.
Have anyone?
No. I don't know any Malay speaking people. Well, I do, but yeah, we like just like coming like cross path, like that's it really, not really kind of keeping in touch.
Do you, like, speak any other languages?
I'm learning French. Speak one of my good friends Welsh, so like she speaks fluent Welsh, so like what's it called, she's gay as well, and like I try and learn her language. So like just kind of saying goodnight, good morning, like I love you, like stuff in Welsh. But yeah, I'm trying to, I know basic French, but I'm hoping like once uni finishes, like to kind of, that'll be my next project, like to learn French.
So is Malay particularly important to you?
I don't want to lose it, definitely. I think it's part of me. Like I think I'm lucky to know a different language, definitely. I definitely don't want to lose it because I know some of my relatives who has moved to England has forgotten the language. Like, they understand it, but they can't speak it anymore. Like, I don't want to get to that stage. I will always want to remember it because I think it's a skill. Even though I haven't got a qualification for it, but it's still a skill.
Okay. Well, unless you have anything to add, I think that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Just to sum it up, what's your best time in Brighton?
What
you can think of?
best time in Brighton? Or like
best night out or anything?
Well,
best memory.
All of it, really. Like, Revenge is like the best place to go. I love the lanes in Brighton. The music shop called Residence is where, like, they're really, really good. I love Pride. It's such a good atmosphere and stuff.
So tell me about Pride.
So good. Like, everyone's so happy. Everyone's so drunk. Like, you see loads of, like, people, like, practically naked. Like, guys, girls. Love the glitter. Love, just everyone's like very kind of out, and like everyone's just don't really care, like they just go there to party and have fun, let their hair down.
Have you got any stories from Pride?
Stories from Pride. One of my friends, okay, this girl we met on Gaydar.
What's her name, just for the purpose of this?
Her name was Ella. I chat to people on Gaydar, like just as mates, like. But she happened to be there. She's from Croydon, but she loves Brighton. She came to Brighton for Pride. She was trying it on with me, but she was like, come on, like, you know. But apparently, like, she's been on a date with another friend of mine who's also gay, and then she ended up kissing another girl, and then another girl. It was just like, what was going on? It was quite entertaining because she was so drunk. She was so drunk and, like, just kind of falling on people. Like, it was quite funny to watch. But, this year for Pride, like, me and my friend who's gay, we're planning to cross-dress, basically. Go as, like, a Victorian man, like, with a moustache and everything. So, yeah, it'd be good. That's this year's plan. I feel as though, like, last year, you had to pay to go to Pride. I didn't think that was right, but, the year before that was amazing. It's good. I enjoyed it because I would go to the day thing and then go home, get myself tarted up for the night thing, and just go like have dinner at home and then like go out again. It's good. Like, it's very, very good. Yeah.
Okay. Just one more question. Tell me about when you said you mentioned when you were little that you were kind of girly. Or like long hair.
I had long hair.
And then earlier you said that you went tomboyish.
Yeah. Okay. So
tell me about that.
Okay.
Why did you decide to go like short hair, because ties?
When you're young, gay, you feel as though you get looked at more if you look like a guy. not like a guy, like a boy, like, you know, tomboy. I think that's the look at that time. But then I like looking like a girl now. But as growing up, like, because, like, I didn't really know what, because I was still new to kind of the gay scene and stuff. And then kind of started watching films like Fingersmith and Tipping the Velvet, and then like Lip Service, which is based in Brighton, and The L Word, and then like kind of that was kind of like my Bible, like tips, like how to get girls and stuff like that. So then I thought, it took me 3 attempts actually to cut my hair short. Like first, like just gradually I had a bob, and then I was like, yeah, just go for it. Like so they cut my hair off, but then it was such high maintenance because my hair's curly, so I had to like straighten it every day, sometimes twice a day. And then my friends would say, some of my friends love my hair short, like some of my friends say, sorry, just grow your hair, like you look so much better. And then like in the end I was like, you know what, like I like looking like a girl, I like dressing like a girl, and I like girls, so I would not change my gender or like my sexuality. Like, I'm happy that I am a woman who loves women, basically. So, like, it's just like kind of growing up, like, you go through stages, and I went through mine. So, yeah.
Okay, cool. I think that's everything for me.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. Alright, so that's the end of the interview. Okay.